Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's Thursday on the Just Plain Drive, and that means it's time for Hot Cares. And today, we're talking about academic excellence and somebody who is in a final year in occupational therapy at WITS, University of Witwatersrand, but is facing a few challenges. Her mom's on the line. Chantal Masters. Hi, Chantal.
Hi. Thank you, guys, for giving me this opportunity. Hi.
Well, thank you for writing. Did you write into Hot Cares or did someone write on your behalf? You wrote into Hot Cares. That's what it's all about.
Myself that wrote into Hot Cares with lots of deliberation about it.
That's fine. You gave us enough detail. And if you don't tell us, we don't know. All right. So your daughter is Chloe.
Correct.
Tell us about Chloe, her studies and then her challenges.
Okay, so Chloe is 23. It's her birthday now on Thursday. She's in her fourth year occupational therapy at WITS University. Yeah, as parents, we've tried our best to really give her what we can. My husband was retrenched for many, many years. So as a nurse, that's me. I think it's where Chloe gets her caring from. We've managed to keep up, last 3 years at least, keep up with her varsity fees by myself working extra hours as nursing as you can to pay for this. But this year has been a bit more challenging because I have a fixed hours and so I haven't been able to. And we obviously haven't met Chloe's opportunities to pay her university fees. Chloe's a very caring, dedicated, passionate little girl. I must say little girl, a woman actually. Ever since she was at school, she was deputy head of outreach. So she's always had a passion for caring for a person and that. And in her occupational challenge at the moment, she's not one of those youngsters that a lot of her friends, when they finish, they're planning on going overseas. Chloe loves South Africa. She loves the challenges of rural. She loves the challenges that is out there. And my husband and I, would just love to give her the opportunity to actually complete her studies this year so that she can go do her community hours next year. But yeah, it is very challenging at the moment. I'm not sure what else.
So this is what she wants to do. This is actually her passion. This is something she really wants to do.
It is her passion. She absolutely loves, so I'm not sure if anybody knows what OT is because...
Well, in our case in the studio, it stands for over the top, but I don't think that's what you're referring to.
No, it's definitely not. So occupational therapy is people that take part in a multidisciplinary team. It's occupational therapy to the individual, people with disabilities, from motor vehicle accidents, from birth in our country, violence, maternities, ensuring that the person can function, their daily activities of living are still seen to by themselves. So giving back their dignity, giving back themselves pride in doing little things for themselves.
We understand that Chloe's been working part-time jobs to try and keep up her end and add to the fees, but the nature of the fieldwork takes her away from home for up to 5 weeks at a time, which means nobody's going to keep her job safe.
And she really has tried, but obviously it's a stressful, the 5 weeks being away, it's wherever she's placed in accommodation, it's relying on others to help her and support. We try the best that we can, but yeah, Chloe does pull her end. The minute she's home on a weekend, she's doing some waitressing work or she's doing some extra teaching, tutorial work. It is difficult. It has been challenging this year, let's put it that way. In fact, the last few years.
Just how much stress have you guys been under trying to get Chloe finished with her studies?
I don't think there's a meter for that. I know out there is so many people with different stresses. We've moved from a house where the girls grew up. We sold and we kind of moved to a smaller complex living. We only have one car, which we, between all of us, kind of share to get Chloe to where she needs to be or, you know, get up really early. Like at the moment, she's in the Brakpan area, so it's like getting up at 4:30, getting her to there, and then still my husband and I getting to work. Yes, the stress, I don't know how to put it. I just cry the whole time, if I can put it that way.
Is it a matter of interest? What does that number look like now?
I think it's 67,000. That's outstanding, which you just can't comprehend to even that.
That is a,
that is a crazy
chunk of money.
It's crazy, and you can't even think of how you're going to pay that.
Chantel,
or how many hours Chantel, you still need to do.
Chantel?
Sorry.
It's paid.
No.
Courtesy of Hot Cares and all our fantastic listeners who support Hot Cares and everyone that supports Hot Cares, it's paid. Consider it done.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, really.
No, please tell me that again. I can't believe you.
It's sorted.
Oh, thank you so, so, so much. I can never thank you guys or say how much. All I know is that my daughter is out there to give to this community and to South Africa. And thank you for giving her that opportunity, because she's not one of those youngsters that just wants to leave and go overseas as most of her friends have.
Good for her.
So thank you.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.